Italian composer Ennio Morricone has scored over 200 films since the 1960s, from The Battle of Algiers to Bugsy. But he's probably best known for his soundtracks to Sergio Leone's Italian westerns of the 60s, including The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and Once Upon a Time in the West. Several new Morricone collections are out on CD. Critic Kevin Whitehead has an appreciation.
That's Ennio Morricone's theme from Navajo Joe, a 1966 spaghetti western starring Burt Reynolds. The theme was so over the top, it wasn't even used. In the 60s and 70s especially, Morricone had a knack for appropriate musical hysteria. He could pump up a bad movie, or one that just looked dumb, like Exorcist II, The Heretic, the one where James Earl Jones dresses up as a grasshopper. One Morricone trademark is unconventional use of the voice, which is as likely to giggle or belch as sing a melody. He's big on whistling, too, so his fixation is really about the mouth, which can make music without the aid of an instrument. This tack is psychologically shrewd. It adds a human dimension that makes even seedy exploitation fare seem more authentic. His scores relate to the movies on their own level. He reinforces Navajo Joe's raw male energy, and Exorcist II's 70s view of evil as a bad acid trip with the Doors. It's no accident Morricone's most memorable work was for the great Sergio Leone. He underscored Leone's wide-open landscapes where anything can happen. That comes through even in the way the music is mixed, with some instruments in close-up, some in the distance, and something bizarre always lurking at the edges. Spaghetti westerns were a riot of anachronisms, stylistic clashes, and messy grotesqueries that fit Ennio Morricone like a saddle. He'd think like an audacious director, making weird juxtapositions. He'd take you straight from Marlboro Man cliches to psychedelic effects that parallel what the Beatles were up to at the same time. This was 1966, the same era as Strawberry Fields and Penny Lane. As with most aspects of movie making, the composer relied on sympathetic collaborators. Morricone in his prime had his stock company of striking players, chief among them whistler and guitarist Alessandro Alessandroni. It's hard to imagine what Morricone's early music would sound like if he hadn't known a good whistler. Anyway, among the recent spate of Morricone reissues is a 2-CD set from DRG called An Ennio Morricone Western Quintet. It contains 5 soundtracks, including his gloriously stupid score for My Name is Nobody. The music we've been hearing comes from Rhino's irresistible 2-CD Morricone box, A Fistful of Film Music. It's a representative grab bag of classics, romantic schmaltz, highly uneven rock, and nonsense too terrible not to like, such as Joan Baez singing The Ballad of Sacco and Vanzetti. Morricone soundtracks can be uninspired, especially these days, but the earlier, daffier ones remain classic.
Kevin Whitehead is currently in Amsterdam researching a book on Dutch jazz. He reviewed A Fistful of Film Music, the new CD box set of Ennio Morricone music on Rhino.